You're listening to the Screaming Pods Network.
Check.
Check, 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 check. I sound like a 5-year-old.
Stop it. Okay.
Stop it.
So,
anywho.
What song is that?
Nothing.
Is that something you made up?
No.
Okay.
By Avril Lavigne.
Oh, okay. Well,
Lavigne, I love you.
Thank goodness you can't recognize it, so we don't have to worry about clearance. Okay, anyway, I'm gonna do this.
It's copyrighted.
I know it is, but...
No, I'm joking. It's actually the main one.
Okay. Hi, I'm Mr. Potato.
Okay, Mr. Potato, hang on a second. Welcome to this episode of Just the Dis. My name's Brian Sauer. This is my podcast about Blu-rays. I've got a certain little girl...
A.
...named Raven joining me again.
Hello, Joe. I love you. You're my favorite band.
Okay.
You're like the only band I know.
You know more than Joe.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Anyway, so Raven is back after a prolonged absence, and we are talking... What's that about?
Yeah.
It's your fault, not my fault. Don't make it like it's me. You're hard to get a hold of. You don't even return my calls.
Oh, shush.
Oh, wait, you don't have a phone.
Yes, I do.
That's not a real phone. Don't wink at me because it doesn't work on video.
It is an actual phone.
Okay, it's an old...
No, I'm going to go... Here, I'll be back.
No, don't leave. Let's just keep going. Okay, so, folks, this week we're covering a couple different movies for younger people. The first one is something called Pre-Hysteria, and the second one is a genie movie called Kazam. So, don't laugh at that. Okay, so Raven.
No, I'm not laughing. It's just...
All right. I was okay, Raven, why don't you read the back of Pre-Hysteria? Hold on.
Oh! Okay.
Okay, first movie, Pre-Hysteria, from 1993.
Was that really necessary?
Monica! Jerry! Get down here on the double!
What in the hell is this? It almost bit my head off.
Which one did that? Which Elvis?
Jerry?
He's the new king, Dad.
What's going on? Where in the Sam hell did you find these things?
In the cellar.
Well, that's where we keep them, Daddy.
It's no big deal, Dad.
You two have some explaining to do. And it better be good. Now, get these things out of here. Pronto!
Yes, Dad.
And Raven's going to read the back of the box. Go for it. Go.
They're not just fossils anymore. They're the world's oldest party animals. Throughout the VHS rental room of 1999's Charles Band's Moonbeam Entertainment released dozens of popular movies made for children and families. Now Full Moon is thrilled to bring back many of the beloved pictures, starting with the film that started it all, Pre-Hysteria! Woo! Anticipating the successful of Jurassic Park. Woo woo. Shout out to them.
You like Jurassic Park? Okay, don't look at me. Yeah, she likes Jurassic Park movies. Go.
Pre-Hysteria follows the... Wait, why does it have an exclamation point at the end of it?
It's just one of those movies that's so exciting.
Just don't question it.
Exactly.
Follows the misadventures of Jerry Taylor, Austin O'Brien.
O'Brien.
O'Brien. Sorry, Dad. A 12-year-old Elvis-loving kid and his sister Monica, Samantha Mills, who's raising farmer dad Frank, accidentally brings home a bundle of rare eggs underneath in the rainforest by Rick Hoss Sarno. A sinister, I'm so sorry you had to be sinister, musing curator. Suddenly the eggs hatch, unleashing a pack of demonical dinosaurs. When Rico finds out about the dinosaurs, he'll stop at nothing to get his hands on them, and it's up to Jerry Monica to protect their new family. Bum bum bum! This hilarious comedy fantasy classic features top-notch stop-motion special effects by great David Allen, and it is ready to be embraced by a new generation of children and kids of all ages looking for charming, eccentric, retrogenic entertainment. Full Moon is pleased to present Prehysteria! Woo-woo! Is a remastered high-definition transfer taken from the original 35mm camera negative. Come and spend some time with the world's oldest party animals.
Okay, so Raven, you had seen this movie before. So you like this one. Why do you like this movie?
Well, I like it because it has dinosaurs, first off.
They're amazing, and I love them. My brother does, too.
Shout out to Hawthorne, too.
Doesn't listen, but okay.
I don't really care.
Okay.
Because it doesn't look like a care.
No.
Good.
Keep going. What else?
I also really like it because it's a good fantasy movie and Paula is the best creature ever.
Which one is Paula?
Watch it to find out because I'm not telling you.
Okay.
I'm just giving you a hint. It's an Apatosaurus.
Okay.
Long neck.
Long neck. There we go. So this is a cute story about a family that gets baby dinosaurs, basically. They're raisin farmers, apparently. I didn't catch that the first couple times I saw this.
Shout out to Raisin Makers because they made this happen.
How many shout outs are you going to do this episode? Is this the shout out cast? What's going on?
Yes. What's going on?
Okay.
There's going to be less than 3 shout outs a day. So there was 3 shout outs already, so no more shout outs.
Okay. But yeah, so these are really cute little dinosaurs. There is a baby T-Rex. There is a long neck. There is a Triceratops, sort of.
It's the one with the frills and the horns on top.
Yeah.
Later I'll ask Catherine and we can just like edit that in.
I'm not gonna edit anything in.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. And there's also a pterodactyl-y thing, a flying one. That's cute.
You're so weird, Dad.
I'm weird.
Hey, but you don't even know what a dinosaur is.
I do.
See, you stopped before you could say that.
I know what dinosaurs are.
Name your favorite dinosaur, Apatosaurus.
Okay, was that yours? Please don't touch that. My favorite dinosaur, that's tough.
Sorry.
Maybe, T-Rexes are pretty cool, I gotta say. I'm a big fan. I like T-Rexes.
I also like raptors. Dad, what's your favorite color?
Pterodactyls.
Your favorite color is pterodactyls?
No. My favorite color is probably red. I don't know. But let's not get too far off.
My favorite color is bacon.
Okay. Not a color, but all right.
It is a color, so shush.
Okay. So
it's definitely a color.
You know what's interesting is that this movie came out in 1993 when Dad...
I was dead!
You were not dead. You were just not even close to alive yet. But it came out...
Dad was 5 years old.
I was older than that. Let's not get into personal details. But the point is this movie came out the same year as Jurassic Park. And so people that couldn't go to Jurassic Park with their kids were really excited to rent this videotape. This was came out on video, went straight to video in 1993.
That's sad.
What, you think it should have been in theaters?
Yes, of course.
Okay, well, it wasn't.
Rude!
But it was a big hit on VHS, straight to video. But so people that couldn't go to it could see it on video, couldn't go to the Jurassic Park and see, you know, because you've seen that movie, people get killed in that movie. It's kind of violent, right?
God, what's wrong with you?
Gennaro said to stay put.
Kids okay?
I didn't ask. Why wouldn't they be?
Kids get scared.
Who wants to be scared? That's just a little hiccup in the power.
I didn't say I was scared.
I didn't say you were scared.
I know.
It's true, right?
No. No one dies. Especially when the T-Rex happened. No one dies.
Hello? Guy in the toilet, dude.
Dad, shut up.
What, Jurassic Park spoilers?
This is for kids. All right, the guy with the ink face. Oh, God.
Yeah, that guy dies. There's a lot of death in Jurassic Park. But anyway.
Dad, shut up. There's kids on this.
No, there's no kids.
I'm a kid.
Raven, you've seen the movie. I'm talking to you about a movie you've seen.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So anyway, This movie was not available forever because it was a co-production with Paramount Pictures.
I guess it goes to show for Jurassic Park people that are on the toilet die.
Okay, a little off where I'm at now, but yes, you're right. Don't go to the bathroom in a dinosaur killer movie, I think is the bottom line.
Did he even die or did he just get his head chopped off?
I think he got just chomped and eaten by the
That toilet T-Rex. Must have tasted really bad.
Well, I don't think he ate the toilet. I think he just ate the guy. But he probably pooped himself on the way up. So anyway, that's getting gross.
What the heck, Dad?
As I was saying, this movie
probably was pooping already.
Yeah, probably. So as I was saying, this movie was made with Paramount Pictures as like sort of a co-production. So they controlled the rights to the movie, just wait, for a long time, I think until last year. And that's why it was never officially available on DVD.
Gasp!
Yes. But now, Full Moon Features has retained the rights. They've gotten them back. And this disc has a nice audio commentary with Austin O'Brien and Charles Band.
So a few interesting notes on Prehysteria. So we had already made two or three Full Moon movies. They did really well, like Puppet Master and Subspecies. And, you know, I had this idea to create a label of sort of family kids movies that were still fantasy-based, you know, same kind of genre, but, mm-hmm. you know, no hard edge, not R-rated. And Prehysteria wound up being the first. You know, we made two sequels. What's interesting about this film, it's one of the few movies that I actually co-directed with my awesome, sweet father, Albert Band. Mm-hmm. You know, I grew up on a movie set. I was very fortunate. You know, we lived in Europe. My dad shot movies in Spain and Italy and Yugoslavia. And so I had a lot of training and a lot of love for the craft of filmmaking, even before I realized I'm just going to be making movies my entire life. And when things got super busy in the early 90s, you know, my dad by then had worked for me for about 10 years. He used to call it reverse nepotism, which I thought was always cute, but he was
great.
He was great because he also had this amazing body of experience. But there were a couple movies where, because I was so busy running the show and we were also spread thin, I knew I had to direct the movie, or at least co-direct the movie, and I couldn't think of who better than my dad to be my directing partner.
Oh, man.
And people think, well, what does that mean? Were you guys like standing side by side, sort of like co-directing, like a, you know, kind of a Greek chorus? I said, no. The whole idea was I couldn't be on set for certain days because I had other things to do. So we never were on set at the same time. So if the schedule was 15 days, I would say these are the 7 days I can do it, and my dad would have to fill in for the other 6 or 7 days. And, of course, I don't know if you even remember this, Austin, but we always let the cast know my dad and I are going to co-direct, so one day he'll come to set, it'll be me. One day he'll come to set, it'll be my dad.
Gasp!
Okay, let's not get, you know, too...
Gasp!
Stop. So that's a cool track, and they talk about, you didn't hear it, but they talk about, you know, his memories of working with the puppets.
Shout out to Raisins.
You already did a shout out to Raisins.
Oh, okay, then shout out to Orange.
Well, now we're just shouting out to random colors?
Yeah, like, so we do three people
or
things, and then we do one color or one food.
This is a new thing that you're doing.
Yes, so at the first thing I do, like, the three people.
Yeah.
Or, like, workers or things.
Uh-huh.
That the movie is about. And then I do one, like, random thing. Like, okay. Like in the middle.
Okay, back to the movie. Sorry. The commentary, Austin O'Brien remembers working with the puppets, which is actually something that's really neat about this movie, is the effects are mostly practical. So the dinosaurs themselves are, you know, done by puppeteers. They're, you know, little puppets, and they're really cute. And they're really there. So that's kind of a neat thing for the actors. They can, you know, actually have the dinosaurs with them. They can pet them, all that. Anyway, so I think that helps make the movie interesting. What?
Pet dinosaurs?
Well, that's what they do in this movie.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, this is a fun little Blu-ray, and it looks great. I've obviously never seen the movie look this good. So it's definitely worth getting, don't you think, Raven?
Yes, Queen.
What do you even...
I'm confused.
Okay. So our next movie is a little film called Kazam from 1996.
Kazam!
Ah! Who dare to wake me?
gonna make this a mystery. Don't wanna do time on your wishes three. Watch it, boy. You don't wanna diss me, or I'll dish out my misery. Now, who's that sorry wannabe that disturbed my seas? If you want to be number one, I'm sorry, boy, that's been done. But if you got the itches for a sack of riches, don't matter how avaricious, I'm the man that could grant your wishes. Hey, don't turn your butt on me. I'm the man of the ages, straight out the pages. Hang on, I'm contagious, outrageous, spontaneous. You can't contain this. I am Kazam.
Well, I'm really happy for you.
Where do you think you're going? Make your three wishes and I'm out of your face. Back in my box and out of this place.
Listen, Mr. Psychopathic Dork in the basement, I don't think you're ordering anybody.
You realize who I am? I'm your genie.
In that case, I wish I was as big as you, but not so stupid.
That's not a wish. That's an insult.
Rapper.
Why don't you read the back, Rooster?
Thank you. He's a rapping genie with an attitude, and he's really for slam dunk fun. NBA superstar Shaquille O'Neal.
Okay, hold up.
Is the larger than is
NBA superstar? He's a basketball player. I bet you didn't know that. That's Shaquille O'Neal is Kazam. So have you ever heard of him?
Sorry, it just gives it effect.
Have you ever heard of him before? Shaquille O'Neal. No?
Oh my god. I think I know a girl named Stacy.
What does that have to do with anything?
Sorry.
Answer the question. Have you ever heard of Shaquille O'Neal?
No.
Okay. When I was in high school and college, he was a really big deal. He's a really good basketball player. So good and such a celebrity that they made this movie and he went by Shaq. See on the front it says Shaq. Anyway, continue reading. Sorry.
Dad's a 70-year-old man.
Keep going.
It's the larger-than-life genie with the magic touch for nonstop fun and laughter. After 5,000 long years of captivity, Kazam is set free to grant three wishes to a new master. From then on, he's catapulted to one wild adventure after another. From becoming
catapulted,
the largest rapper... Largest rap sensational to untangling an outrageous mob scene. Paul Mitchell Glazer, the running man, directed this hilarious comedy hits co-starring Francis Capria, A Bronx Tale. Ali Walker, Universal Sony, and Afrin Rasman. Sorry, I said your name wrong. Napoleon Dynamite.
What's that? That's it?
It's 93 minutes long.
Wow. Oh, okay. So you were saying Paul Michael Glazer, the running man, directed this hilarious comedy hit. It was a hit, I guess. Co-starring Francis Capra, A Bronx Tale, Ali Walker, Universal Soldier, and Efren Ramirez, Napoleon Dynamite. Wait, Efren Ramirez was...
Dad, how long Pedro. How long is 60 minutes? Like, how many seconds?
60 times 60.
That's 1,200.
I think it's more, but...
Don't judge my math skills!
Okay, we're cutting all this out. So, Raven, you were seeing Kazam for the first time. What did you think of it?
Kissy face.
I repeat, what did you think of it?
Kissy face. Did you not hear me?
That's not a response.
It means I liked it!
Oh, okay.
Do you even know what emoji is? How disrespectful.
Oh my gosh.
He's old.
So, can you kind of tell people what happens, like, with the movie?
Instead of a lamp, he's in a boombox, which explodes.
Yeah. It seems like he kind of was in a lamp at the beginning, but then they kind of make it seem like he was in the boombox. Because remember it showed that picture...
Rapper Genie.
That picture of the lamp, or the lamp thing falling over at the beginning of the movie? Didn't it seem like he was...
Maybe he went into the boombox.
Yeah. He carries a magical boombox with him, and he... speaks in rhyme sometimes.
You are my master. You are my
don't
caster. don't you are my master. I have to go faster.
Okay, good job. So he does speak in rhyme a little bit, and he raps.
My name is Max, so get these facts. I'm on my heavy BMX, and I make some tracks.
My name is Kazam, I got the whole plan. So listen to the man, cause I'm the Sultan of Sand.
Is that it? Is that the whole deal? You wanna be a hit, you better get real.
I did have this friend in 1000 BC. We discover a bevy of bathing beauties. Her bird looks to me and I says to he, why don't we jump in that old Euphrates?
So that's the whole story, that's all you gotta tell?
You got to listen to my rap from bell to bell. Those babies had rabies and we was in Hades, cause we moved with the harem of the prince of Akira.
Which you and her bird in 1000 BC.
Buried to our necks in sand like a sea, by assaulting with a sword and a lock and a key.
Ooh, they're in deep, would they ever get free?
So it's me and her bird in 1000 BC, praying to the gods.
And what do you see?
A man with the halo and a nasty decree. I'll save your butt, but you gonna serve me. I nod to her birth, he nods to me. And when the magic is over, we ain't men, we genie. Bob your head, Max. We were buried to our necks in sand like a sea, by the sultan with a sword and a lock and a key. I look to a bird and he says to me, and when the magic is over, we ain't men, we genie. What are we, Max? We genie. I can't hear you, Max. I cannot hear you. What are we? We genie.
So he...
Bubbles.
Don't do random stuff, because like, I'm trying to keep a train of thought going here.
Then do it.
Okay. So did you like this movie? Did you like Kazam? Was he a fun genie?
What do you think?
Thumbs up?
You guys can't see that, but no. I just did a double thumbs up.
Did you think it was funny?
I mean, like a quadruple thumbs up. My feet.
You're doing toes up too? Wow, you really liked it, huh?
I could have done quintuplets up, but I don't have five.
Thank goodness for that.
Hey.
So anyway, if you had a genie, what would you wish for?
To feel no pain, one, okay. Whenever I wanted to. Also, to have more friends. Also, for everyone that I care about to live forever.
Aw.
Well, my family, only them. And the people that are dead in my family come back to life and are not zombies.
That's a complicated, dual-layered wish there.
Excuse me?
Shaq couldn't do that. Remember in this movie, Shaq says he can't
bring people back. Yes, he did, but he did, though.
Oh, don't, no spoilers. No spoilers. We can't, we stop with the, Raven has to leave the show.
I'm sorry. I have something else attended, so I have to leave. Sorry, okay. This is like the first time ever, but I have something else I have to do, so.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you.
I actually have to do some study lessons with my brother, so bye.
Oh, my God.
I love you guys. Bye, Joe.
Okay. And she's out.
Love you guys. Bye. Hope you guys have a fun weekend, and slappy Halloween.
Oh, my gosh. Total random stuff from a movie that we saw today, which was Goosebumps 2. Anyway, that was a whole bunch of random, but bottom line is that Prehysteria is definitely worth getting, and a good, fun family film that I think is pretty adorable, even if it takes just a little too long to get to the baby dinosaur part. That's one downside to it. And they even, I think Charles Band himself kind of makes reference to it in the commentary. He's just like, wow. They're taking a while to get to the dinosaurs. I forgot it was this long. But it's really cute. The family dynamic is pretty sweet. And the dinosaurs are adorable. So, you know, if you have a young kid that is on the verge of being into dinosaurs, this could be your gateway to the Jurassic Park films. And as opposed to Jurassic Park 3, which I think was Raven's gateway into the Jurassic Park films, because I'm a weirdo. And Kazam is, it's not a great movie, but it's not nearly the terrible, terrible movie that has been made out to be. I don't know that I had seen it until this watch, and, I found it just pleasant and silly enough and fun to watch with my, young child that I would say I'm happy that it's out on Blu-ray.
If you watch Kazam as an adult, you should be ashamed of yourself. The movie is for children, but because it was me, the Shaxter, you get all these Siskel and Ebert type guys trying to critique the movie. You know, it was just me taking advantage of an opportunity, doing something for kids. I'm not trying to win Oscars and Emmys and Tonys. Now think about it, a kid from the projects of Newark, New Jersey get to do a major motion picture. I'm gonna take it every time, no matter what the script is.
Did you make a lot of money from Kazam?
I sure did.
What was your check for that?
You know, I don't like talking about that, but it was nice.
And I always think movies like this where the star is a celebrity of the time, you know, that wasn't really an actor necessarily, but he's charming enough, I think, to carry a supporting role. And so, I don't know, I just found it amusing. And I think going in with super low expectations helped, obviously. But anyway, so that is it for this episode. Check out Pre-Hysteria from Full Moon Features and Kazam from Kino Lorber Studio Classics. And we will talk to you very soon. Have a lovely and Blu-ray-filled week. Bye-bye.